I think for the Kenyan government, the biggest challenge was the legality of why it was sending its soldiers without any formal agreement, any formal invitation. Now, with the prime minister's reciprocal visit to the country and reciprocal agreement, I think for the Kenyan government, it clears the legal hurdle. And in a court of law going forward, when they argue their case, when they appeal and argue the case, they will say we have a formal request from the Haitian government to go and intervene.
But the question is, Professor, does the deal have public support? Because Kenyans have questioned the wisdom of sending police officers to fight in a heavily armed gangsters where the country faces security challenges of its own.
You're very right. The Kenyan public is very divided on the issue. And I think the division is arising from the fact that a lot of information has not been given to the public. For example, in Kenya, we have very specialized battalions, very specialized forces within the police force. But we are not being told who exactly is going to be sent. The lack of public support is largely due to the vacuum, the information vacuum that exists in the country. How that can be solved is if the government cleanly, clearly comes out and tells the people, these are the soldiers we have chosen, these are the policemen we have chosen, and they are capable, they are well equipped, to just give the public assurances. So right now we are operating in communication and information vacuum, and that's why there are so many rumors where so many people are dissatisfied. The other reason why Kenyans are not supporting this is largely because Kenyans feel that the country has many problems of its own and is asking, why are we sending out police officers when they can be dealing with our own sense of insecurity? We have banditry, we have a lot of cattle rustling. So the Kenyans are divided because they feel the government is not doing enough to rectify the security situation within the country before it sends the soldiers out of the country.
And another point, Professor, is rights watchdogs have also pointed out that Kenyan police have a history of using sometimes lethal force against civilians, and that they pose an unacceptable risk in Haiti, where foreign troops have committed abuses in past interventions.
Yes, I agree with you. Thanks for that. And this debate, at least I've had this debate with other people forward, and the consensus is, yes, the Kenyan police force has its own human rights abuses, issues, and those ones have been singled out to a few officers, and we've been told action has been taken. But largely looking at the Haiti mission, the Kenyan force needs to change its mindset. It should not go to Haiti thinking they are going to quell and suppress those gangs. Those gangs are better prepared. Those gangs are more violent than anything they have ever dealt with. And preferably from what we've read, those gangs are probably even more advanced in terms of equipment, the equipment and better armed. That is their country. There is also a language barrier. So the Kenyan police going to Haiti at this particular time needs to go and work more with the community to go and find out how can they support the community.
Why in the first place did Ruto agree to this kind of a peace deal for Haiti?
By taking up this mission, Kenya propels its image higher in the international system. And no wonder the U.S. quickly responded and said it is going to give out some money. Between $100 and $200 million to support this mission. So Kenya was just trying, number one, to improve its image in international relations. Kenya was trying to answer the call of a country in distress. These are Haitians. Remember, these are our cousins, our African cousins who went there many years ago. So Kenya was just trying to answer that distress call by another nation state. Why other countries refuse to do it? Some have their own problems. The Americans probably have been there before, and the Haitians tell them they are not welcome anymore. The Brazilians went there, committed a lot of atrocities. Other peacekeeping missions have not worked before. So this was a chance at Kenya proving to the world that it can do something differently and be successful at it.